Good morning, everyone.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
We are back. And a little bit of a road trip and a couple weeks off. I'm going to start a new season of programs this morning. See how this all works out. A few updates, a little bit of news from the road, and then we'll get this thing started. Excuse me. We just got back from our annual fall tour, and We attended the Miles of Possibilities Conference in Illinois, and got a lot of updates we'll share with you soon on the Jim Hinckley's America website. This morning, we've got some great friends with us, Michael and Kalina. They have a little shop up in Oatman, Arizona. If you need a bit of inspiration, you're thinking about a career change or it's time to fulfill your dream, well, wait to hear this story. Michael, Kalina, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
We're great. Can you hear us okay?
I sure can.
I apologize. My voice is a little scratchy. We've been yelling at people at the haunted house in Oatman for the last 2 days, so my throat is a little messed up.
Well, that's no problem. Better to be yelling at people in Oatman than people in traffic or the kids or something of that nature. Hey, how's things doing up in Oatman?
Great. It's great. It's really picked up this season. You know, COVID kind of had its impact, and it's taken a couple years for kind of the people to come back around. But I think we're full speed ahead, and it seems like everybody's, even with inflation and gas prices, people are visiting Oatman. So that's good.
You know, one of the things that I always enjoy about Oatman, and I always tell people, it's refreshing to see that not all the asses are in Washington. Anyway,
that's a valid point. Yes.
How in the world did you decide to open a shop in Oatman, Arizona?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I have had family in this area for, you know, nearly 20 years, and my brother has had a business here for approximately 10 years. And Kalina and I started spending more and more time with my family in Arizona, and she was working from home at the time, and she's been doing that for 10 years, and I run a hospital, and so we were visiting my brother a lot, and we just fell in love with the town of Oatman and the idea of it, and an opportunity arose, and a shop opened, and that doesn't happen too often in this small town, and when it does, you know, they usually get occupied for something about 20 years, I think, was the last time one of the shops opened up here in Oatman, and so we just kind of said, you know what, let's give this a shot, right, honey?
Yep. Yeah. And, we had no clue what we were doing, opening a retail store, but we saw an opportunity and took it.
You know, sometimes it's best if we don't know what we're doing, because if we know what we're doing, well, then we probably would know better.
Exactly.
But guys, what I like is you're creating a place that's interactive, something more than just shopping. And I think that's something people are really looking for.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's pretty interesting. You know, neither one of us were ever in the retail business. So when this shop opened up, we just kind of didn't know what to do, and we just made it up. ends up being that, you know, we often get people just love our shop. And I think a lot of what we've done differently, And our family has numerous shops in town, and so we got our family involved. We have our at the time our son was 17, and he's kind of getting ready to go to college. And I don't really know how to use technological type stuff from a graphic design stuff. So we didn't want to just go to Los Angeles and buy a bunch of Route 66 stuff and bring it back here and sell it in town. You know, there's a little bit of that going on in a lot of all these stores and stuff. And so, you know, and what I mean by that is just everybody has a lot of common stuff. And so we said, you know what, let's design our own stuff. And we sat for hours and hours as a team, and we just kind of came up with our own branding, and we kind of came up with our own little donkey logo and design. And then we kind of put a cool spin on Route 66 and kind of gave it a motorcycle theme.
You know, that's very good. Very good. Pinnacles is in Oatman is, that's one of the things that sets it apart. And no offense to any of the other shops, you know, April up there does a very good job having some original merchandise, but there is a tendency for things to be somewhat generic on Route 66. So originality is refreshing. It's really refreshing. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I had to get a laugh out of this. I was working with a Chinese media tour, and they stopped at the powerhouse, and only the interpreter and one or two other people spoke English. The people were going through the gift shop at the powerhouse, and they were very animated. I could tell they were upset. It turns out they were trying to find some souvenirs, and all they could find was souvenirs made in China. And I thought that was kind of ironic.
Well, yeah, and that's you know, kind of our deal too. And like I said, I mean, we fall in love with the whole concept of Route 66 and the theme, and a lot of the shops in Oatman are doing original stuff, and a lot of them are our friends, and we love them to death and stuff. But I think that was just our experience in going in, not just Oatman, but just shops along the way. We spent a lot of time in Joshua Tree and all kinds of different places, and you know, you see the same stuff. So we kind of wanted to be unique and make our own stuff, and we take a lot of pride in trying to have a lot of stuff made locally. So we started out just kind of finding vendors because we were kind of taking a long shot. We didn't know who to talk to or how to get things made. And we started out having things made just by anybody that would make stuff for us. And our brand kind of just took off so well that and Kalina, she just makes all these relationships with all these people everywhere she goes. Just,
well, yeah, then it turned into, you know, who of my girlfriends do I know that make stuff? And so we have a lot of women brands in our shop, which is really fun. And one of the things that I take a lot of pride in our shop, Jim, is our cactus potting station that I set up. So you can actually pot your own little cactus, and you can write on the pot and add a little crystal to it. And it's super fun. I get people all ages that do it, from kids to, you know, a guy in his 60s that rode in on a Harley and wanted to get something for his son. And he said, I'm going to pot a cactus. So he potted a cactus and he packaged it up and he rode off on the back of his motorcycle. And it brings me so much joy, you know?
See, that's what we need. That is, that was one of the things when we first talked that I found so refreshing about Pinnacles, was you're providing an opportunity for people to experience something. And a lot of what we have today with social media, things of this nature, it's cold, it's impersonal. And this makes it personal. This creates memories for families. And I think you're going to do very well with that. I really do. I think it's going to become very popular.
Yeah, I think so too. I when Kalina actually originally ran the idea by me, I kind of thought she was a little crazy. And you know, there's usually people lined up out the door to get these things, and so it's been really awesome. And it's crazy because, you know, Kalina manages our social media because I'm just not good at that stuff at all. But people are taking these things on airplanes all around the world. I don't know how they do it. But it's pretty funny because then they'll tag us when they get home, and they've got these cactuses in Europe and Germany and Poland and just all over the world, you know, and it's just fun. And so we really been enjoying it. We've made a lot of wonderful friends, just here in the town of Oatman. There's some great families that live here that we become friends with, and, you know, it was a little tough. We were a little concerned being outsiders, and but they really, they kind of really just brought us in, and we've been really helping out with our family with this whole haunted house thing that my brother and then his friend Ronnie Walker, they spent a lot of time, and the Blake family, and they spent a lot of time and hours and weeks and just putting this whole Halloween thing together. And it's been for us, we look forward to it. It's the fifth year of the Halloween haunt, the Haunted Mine. And this is our third year doing it. And for us, we've got our six-year-old son running around scaring people.
Cowboy Jaden.
Yeah. And we've got my brother and my nieces and my nephews, my mom, who's actually, she's in remission with lung cancer. She's in there scaring the heck out of people. And so it's just been a great life experience.
It's quite a, you know, this is something, you know, and it's not just Route 66, but Route 66 has a certain vibrancy and spirit. But you're seeing a return to this family-owned businesses. People walking away from relatively steady careers to have something more rewarding and including their family with it. I'm finding this all along Route 66. So that's another thing. And you mentioned the people in Oatman. Of course, Bill and Carol there. Leanne pours herself into Oatman.
Oh, yeah.
Jackass Junction and Fast Fanny's April and her husband.
Yeah.
Gosh, just a strong sense of community in Oatman.
Yeah, there's some great families. I feel bad because I just can't remember everybody's names, you know, because we're kind of new to the act here. But yeah, everybody you mentioned, I mean, these people just pour their hearts into it. And you know, the Blakes, they've raised their families there. And and they're just some of the greatest people and fun, you know, everybody. It's just about having a good time and, you know, kind of looking out your door and waving at your neighbors.
Yeah.
And
it's like, we look forward to going to our shop every day, you know, it's like, it's not work to us, you know,
you have an absolute beautiful commute from Kingman.
Oh, Jim, it's my favorite drive that I've ever been on. It brings me to tears about every time, you know. It really does. It's so magical.
I always tell everybody that. It's like, as soon as they come to Oatman and they want to know what to look at next, I say, you've got to make the drive from Oatman to Kingman. Go to downtown, because we love Kingman. Kingman is our home. We have a little historic home downtown, and we really just love the powerhouse and everything that's happening with downtown Kingman. And we hope to someday actually kind of spread our wings and have a business and a little shop downtown as well. So we're always telling people about that drive and trying to promote Route 66. And, you know, we've made friends in Seligman and at the Snow Cap and Roadkill Cafe. And it's just been, I mean, wonderful.
It becomes a family. Route 66 is America's longest small town, but you develop, it's almost becomes a family. As to Sitgreaves Pass, that's probably the most beautiful section of Route 66. I don't think a one-eyed blind man can take a bad photograph out there.
I just sat there the other night, Jim, and I watched the sun go down. And as the sun was going down, the moon was opposite to the sun, and I caught this incredible picture, and it brings me to such awe, you know, it really does.
Maggie May in East Lansing, Michigan, she was asking more about your cactus program. What type of cactus do you ship, or how does that work?
Do I ship them to people?
Yes.
I have not actually shipped them out to people. No. So when they come into our shop, you know, they can pot them. And like Michael said, we've had people successfully take them on the plane with them. I don't currently offer shipping at this time for our little cactuses.
Selena's friend actually grows them from seedlings, and it's kind of hard to tell you exactly what kind of cactuses they are.
Because there's a couple different kinds.
Yeah, but she regularly kind of changes it up and tries to get unique little cactuses and kind of find ones that are very interesting that might kind of catch people's eye, you know. So
avoid the Choya, and the rest of them are pretty safe.
Yeah, exactly.
We've dealt with the Choya a little bit, yeah.
Are you going to be eventually doing an online store for your products?
Is that in the works? Yes, that's going to be our next endeavor. We haven't gotten there just yet, but yes, we are hoping to get that up and running here soon. So,
and Michael, don't feel intimidated about all this technology. I give the illusion I know what I'm doing, but I'm basically modern Amish. I just keep pushing buttons until something happens or something breaks. Nolan Stoltz asked, when did you start the cactus potting adventure?
Oh, that started as soon as our shop did day one. That was one of the first things that we had in our shop that I was adamant on having. And like Michael said, he was kind of questioning it. He's like, what do you mean by a cactus potting station? And bless his heart, he just, you know, he goes along with my ideas and supports me. And we built the little cactus potting station ourselves. And, you know, it really is just so much fun, you know, having, like I said, I have families that do it. I have kids. I have older couples. I had a group one night of three couples. They were teenagers and they were all on, so they were on a triple date. And it was so cute. They were even in there with their parents and they each potted a cactus for each other and they put it in a little bag and then they wrote a little note onto the, you know, their date. And it just, it's so much fun, you know?
Well, and the funny thing about the cactus gym too is, so I'm kind of the business side of things where Kalina's out there giving everybody hugs and and giving things away for free to all the pregnant ladies and birthday people. And so I'm kind of more the dollars guy because I want our store to succeed, of course. And, you know, it costs a lot of money, especially with inflation, to do all this stuff. And I had mentioned to the fact that Kalina, hey, maybe we should raise the prices on the cactuses just a little bit, you know, just to kind of cover all of our costs for, because we actually drive to go get them and stuff like that. And she said, you know, absolutely not. I would hate for anybody to lose the opportunity to come in and take a cactus home with them. So I'm like, okay, honey, so we're not going to touch the price of the cactuses.
you know, you've got to, it's hard to strike that balance. You've obviously, we're used to eating on a regular basis. We want to keep that going. You got bills to pay. But at the same time, you just enjoy seeing people's face light up. You enjoy helping people make wonderful memories. Mm-hmm. And, well, that's kind of – trying to strike that balance is always the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for us, too, it's just been the relationships. We have met so many people. We've actually become friends with people that have come in our store. We've gotten together with their families and done things.
And just, you know, meeting people from all over the world that we keep in touch with now. You know, when we first opened our shop, we really had, you know, no idea the amount of people that come through there and from everywhere. You know, we're like, wow, people all day long, we get people from, you know, France and Italy and Spain and, you know, just all these countries. And it's so fascinating. And it's actually prompting me to learn some foreign languages. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I tell you, for your children, this is an experience, meeting with all these foreign and these international people. Route 66 never ceases to amaze me. It's a road, for God's sakes. But it has an infectious appeal. It transcends barriers of language and culture. And I've never experienced anything that brings people together like the Route 66 experience.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. I mean, I'm regularly impressed that these people get on motorcycles or they put their family in these RVs, and they literally for weeks at a time travel and go from shop to store to town to all these interesting places to see, and they just tough it out, man. And then they're just experiencing our country and meeting all the little great people that work in these towns. And if you've ever met Kalina, I sit out quite often, sit out there in my cowboy boots and just talk to people and tell them to come into our shop because I'm just so proud of it and what we've done. And Kalina's in there hugging people and just, you know, she worked from home for 10 years, so she's making up for lost time here. And she's from Iowa, and, you know, they're like the world's nicest people. And so I regularly get people that come out of that shop, And they're like, where in the hell did you find that lady in there? She's like the kindest, most sweet human being, you know? And so it just feels good. It's a great experience for our children. I mean, these are things that when we're long gone, they're going to come back to Oatman and say, you remember running around here and kicking the rocks and scaring people and hanging out in this town and stuff like that. So even if we don't ever make another dollar, it's just been a great experience for our families.
Your enthusiasm for this project is evident. And I'm really glad to see this because I think it's going to encourage people to dare to dream and do more. Take that dream a step further. Do something with it. Enjoy life a little bit, you know, and spend time with your family and make a dollar in the process. Doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. And you know, and we'll make a new sticker, or Kalina makes a new patch and something she kind of designs herself. And it's funny because somebody will come in and buy one, or the first one, you know, and she's texting me all excited or if they just become a hit and they're going off the shelves, you know, and it's just like, you know, my son's getting excited because he made it, or we all had our hand in it. And it's been a real uplifting spiritual thing for us as well too. And just making us feel better as people, you know, and it's just, and we just love it.
You know, it's a good, just great to hear, you know, your little stamp, your logo that you put on your bags, the little donkey, the barrel. Yeah.
Yep.
When I took your little gift bag back to the Miles of Possibilities conference for the raffle, and it was greatly appreciated, but it was, I had to laugh because the people who won this were from Michigan, I believe. And they were, it was the bag that fascinated them the most. They were passing that around. That just intrigued the daylights out of them. And it reminded me of like a little kid that gets something for Christmas, but they enjoy the box. And it was like watching these people. They were so excited about the bag.
It's all about the details, Jim. I was adamant. I said, you know, that was one of our first things too. I said, we have to do our donkey logo as a, you know, we have to put it into a stamp so I can stamp bags. So it's all about those little details, and people, you know, people appreciate that. People love that. You know, people come into our shop too. And, you know, I ask them, you know, do you want a bag? And they say yes. And I put it in this little bag and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. You know?
Yeah. They see that little stamp bag and it's funny. It's like the last hurrah before they leave the shop. And it's funny because I, again, being the business side of me, I thought, well, can we find this, some little plastic bags? And oh, here's Kalina again. Absolutely not. We rarely use plastic bags. And sometimes with people buying something for a dollar, and I'm seeing this little paper bag that probably costs nearly that much that my honey just actually spent all of her time in the shop stamping with a stamp. And that little stamp with that donkey now has become the new popular stamp amongst the Route 66 people with their passports.
Oh, yeah.
And the bikers with their little things and stuff like that. So,
yeah, you know, the Route 66 passports is a really ingenious way of creating a customizable souvenir. That shows the international nature of this as well, that Mother Road Route 66 passport that covers all 8 states, that was developed by the same fellow who did the Route 66 navigation app, and he's out of Bratislava, Slovakia.
Really?
And by the way, I had a meeting with him while I was in Illinois, and his Route 66 navigation app, which is free for events, locations. He only charges if you use it as an app. He has an extensive point of interest file, and Pinnacles will be added to that probably before the end of the month.
I love it. Well, that's thank you exciting. For that, Jim. It's exciting. I mean, any little thing we can do to preserve what we have here and help out the families and just make everybody's experience amazing, you know, and that's what it is for us. We just love the people.
Well, Michael, now you mentioned you were in hospital management. Kalina, what were you doing for 10 years?
I was doing bookkeeping work, which is just something that I fell into that paid the bills, you know, but I was working from home most days and you know, sometimes wouldn't leave my house during the day or be having a whole lot of communication with people. So man, as when I got into that shop, it was like I had missed out on lost years of talking with people, Jim, because I just immediately lit up, like Michael said, and you know, I talk to people all day long. By the time they leave the shop, I'm giving hugs, I'm handing out my phone number, you know, I'm telling people to keep in touch with me. And it's really just, you know, opened up this side of me that's always kind of been there, but just been dormant for too long. So,
well, you know, we get into a situation in life, a lot of us do, where we trade things like this for that illusion of security that comes with a steady job. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's a hell of a way to spend your time here. And what you're doing here, it comes across in your voices. You're creating such an experience for people. And if you can make money and make people happy and give them memories, God bless.
No, it's been great. I mean, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast too, so we've had people come and camp out in at my brother's shop. There's a little mine, and we've had people on road trips that are just stranded. And I actually the other day put a kickstand back on a motorcycle, and you know, my brother's helped a lot of people just you know, with food and water that were, you know, kind of didn't know where they were going, and it's just been great. And also one of the other things that, you know, I kind of feel like my father in a way, is like, now I just want to preserve time. And so I joined the Route 66 Association in Kingman, Mr. Scott Dunton, which was a friend of a lot of ours. He talked me into joining the Route 66 Association. And now it's just, I have this passion to preserve signs and buildings and just keep what we have here and just kind of trap history, you know?
Well, I am very pleased to tell you that the Route 66 Association of Kingman, it went dormant when Scott passed away, but I just recently talked to Alec, his grandson that's taken over the business, and starting in January, he's going to start a new and improved Route 66 Association of Kingman.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking forward to being a part of that, helping with that. It's going to be good. We'll have a lot of fun with that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And like you said, you know, things did go a little bit dormant there for a little bit, but I'm excited that it's going to come back strong here. And hopefully enough of us will be involved and we could just keep preserving what we have and keep making people smile and making people happy when they see all these old buildings and things. Everybody's in this uniqueness of all this stuff.
Guys, you know, thank you so very much for taking time from your Sunday to do this. And I do hope that when people find their way to Oatman, Upset Greaves Pass, that they stop in and give you a holler at Pinnacles in Oatman. And even more important, I hope you inspired a few people to consider a road trip and meditate on the direction they've chosen for life. I think you've encouraged some people today.
Hopefully they'll come visit our shop too. I'd love to meet them.
Yeah. Well, Oatman is a special place. You get people like say yourselves, and Leanne has just poured herself in there with the walking tour that she set up and different things that she's been doing. It's just an exciting. It really is exciting to see what you folks are building there in Oatman.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, like everybody, and Leanne, man, she is a trooper. That lady is sweat, blood, and tears for this little town. And she's always so involved and passionate about Oatman. And she's just been another, we consider her and her children family, and we just love them to death. And she's just been another inspiration just for us. And we hope that everybody comes by and sees us. And we always say that take the long road and take chances, you know, just don't be stuck with the mediocrity of just what life hands you.
Yeah, you know, Oatman, like say, I never tire of the drive to Oatman. It's I learned to drive on that road. It's kind of got a special thing for me. But when I was a kid, Oatman was, it was a haven for dry roasted nuts. There was just a couple bars and some just crazy old codgers that hung out there.
That's but, hilarious.
It's really great to see what's happened. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And anything I can do to help you guys, you just give me a holler and we'll just keep building this network and keep sharing these stories.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having us. Thank you for what you do for Route 66. And thank you for, it's interesting. I just feel so privileged to know you. And I'm just so happy that Kalina is connected with you and you guys continue to talk and keep up the good work. And man, you've got the voice for this. I got to admit, I'm sitting here with my scratchy voice from yelling at people and I hear your voice and I'm like, man, you were just born to do this.
Well, thank you. You know, it's I have a gift for telling people where to go. That's how this whole thing started. But guys, I want to thank you and everybody who joined us this morning. We got folks here from South Carolina and Michigan and Las Vegas and good turnout this morning. I want to thank everybody who joined us. We'll be doing this again next Sunday morning at same time, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock here in Arizona. I do apologize. The well-laid plans of mice and men, we had intended to do a podcast from the Miles of Possibility Conference last week, but it was interesting. We had internet issues, all kinds of fun things going on, but I'll share more about the conference soon. And next year, you might want to mark your calendars. The third weekend, I believe, in October. It'll be in Edwardsville, Illinois next year. And this is the only event of its kind that is geared toward the business of Route 66. We have a lot of fun, but it's about the business of Route 66, and I'll be sharing more about that. My friends, until we meet again next week, well, you take care of yourself and have some fun out there. Michael, Kalina, try to cheer up now.
We're headed to work, so thanks again, Jim. We'll see you at the shop.
You bet. Bye-bye. My friends, thank you guys for joining us today. I think we're back on track. We had a rough couple weeks with the podcast, technical difficulties, before I left for Illinois. But I think we've got a lot of stuff ironed out. And, we're going to keep this thing rolling. And I've got some great guests coming up pretty soon. We're going to revisit with Lindsay Baker, Dr. Lindsay Baker. Absolutely wonderful time with him in Illinois. And we had him on the program a few weeks ago. That's when we had some major, major difficulties. We plan on talking with the organizers of the Miles of Possibility Conference. I want to tell you about the Henny Kilowatt, a wonderful electric car that happens to be one of these rare cars on display in Kingman, the Historic Electric Vehicle Foundation. Met with a gentleman in Bloomington, Illinois, that works the museum there and has offered the Historic Electric Vehicle Foundation all the information they have on the Henny Kilowatt that was produced in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's see, what else do we have coming down the pike? I have a couple of Route 66 Centennial projects I'll be discussing with you real soon. I should be finishing that up on Monday morning, and then I can tell you more about that. I've got some great new restaurants I discovered on this trip, and we'll be posting on that on our Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. We'll be adding that to our list of recommended locations. Let's see, what else do I have to bring you up to date with here? I think we got it covered. Before we wrap this up, are there any questions? Anything I can answer for you? Well, if not, I will bid you adios. The podcast will be published today. It'll be available on Spotify and most of the major podcast platforms if you want to share it with friends and family. And we have an embedded player on the Jim Hinckley's America website, so you can listen to archived programs as well. Yes, Jessica, we always had a good time when we get together with people in Illinois. I learned a lot that I can use here and other communities that I work with, like Tucum Cary. Really diverse slate of speakers. It kind of a whirlwind trip. I'm starting to think that I might be getting a little old for this. We had two or three meetings every day on the trip. The conference was 3 days. And somehow, in 12 days, I managed to attend the conference, attend meetings, and drive about 4,000 miles. But that's another story for another day. My friends, until next week, vaya con Dios, mi amigos. Adios.